Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
It's another day on the battle lines for hospital workers in New York. But there is a relief valve now. The Navy hospital ship Comfort and the FEMA Field Hospital at Javits Center are accepting non-coronavirus cases starting today. Mayor de Blasio was at Pier 90 yesterday to welcome the Comfort, and so were a lot of other people. And the mayor noticed they'd neglected to keep 6 feet apart.
That's unacceptable. We all feel a lot emotionally about the arrival of the Comfort. It's giving us so much hope that our military's here, and we're going to need a lot more military presence. We're going to need a lot more help from the federal government.
The mayor was interviewed this morning on NBC's Today Show. The Army Corps of Engineers put together the 3,000-bed hospital at the Javits Center in about a week. Lieutenant General Todd Semonite is in charge, and ready to do it again and again and again.
We've got to be able to make sure that decision makers at local and state levels really have to be able to probably think about what is worst case. And I'd much rather take the time to convert a facility, and if it's not used in 4 weeks, it's going to be okay.
The latest statistics show New York State, with more than 67,000 cases and 1,300 deaths. New York City alone has nearly 1,000 deaths. The total across the country is almost 3,200 deaths. Today, the United States is likely to pass China for total number of dead. Medical researchers at the University of Washington have been plugging numbers into their computers to predict when the pandemic will peak in each state. In New York, their model shows a peak in deaths around April 10th at nearly 800 a day. Government coronavirus expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has predicted a total of 100 to 200,000 deaths in the United States before this is all over if we continue to practice social distancing.
It's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. There's suffering and there's death and there's massive inconvenience economically and otherwise. But we're really a strong nation. We've been through some amazing things in our history. So let's all hang in there together. We will get over this and this will end.
President Trump says the administration is looking at a suggestion that all Americans wear homemade cloth masks in public. The idea runs counter to the current government directive that masks aren't necessary for most people who practice social distancing. CNN medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta says the masks can't hurt.
We know it's probably, spread much further than we realize. That would be the intent of possibly suggesting these cloth masks, just to try and reduce the amount of virus that's getting out into the environment. World Health Organization, CDC in this country, advising against it. But we know the China CDC, for example, recommended it early on in Wuhan.
The NYPD has announced two more department members have died. 63-year-old school safety agent Sabrina Jefferson was assigned to patrol Borough Queens South School Safety, and she died on Sunday from COVID-19. 58-year-old senior police administrative aide Gwendolyn King died yesterday. Her coronavirus test results were not yet available. So far, 824 police officers and 106 civilians have tested positive for the virus at the NYPD. Nearly 5,200 cops have called out sick. That's about 14% of all officers. Dozens of workers protested at the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island yesterday, demanding greater health protections. Amazon later fired the leader of the protest, Chris Smalls, accusing him of violating a quarantine, though he did not test positive for the virus. State Attorney General Tish James called Amazon disgraceful, immoral, and inhumane, and her office has contacted the National Labor Relations Board to investigate. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting to protesters, "Everyone deserves safe work, paid leave, and a living wage." The organizing labor and community group Align New York today demanded Jeff Bezos and Amazon give Chris Smalls his job back and stop retaliating against workers who fight for protections in the workplace. On the positive side, coronavirus has resulted in a reduction in crime and pollution.
Both Los Angeles and New York City have seen a significant overall reduction in crime, both person and property, as people are staying away from each other. This even though a Van Gogh painting was just stolen from a Dutch museum closed because of the outbreak. But for the most part, crime is down all over the place. And with less people on the roads, many working and schooling at home, the skies are cleaner. Obviously, not the way we want to attack climate change, but the coronavirus is assisting in that fight.
That's correspondent Jim Roop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.